The Forces Station.
BFBS.
Your stories.
Your stories.
Aldershot, UK.
It was the wettest winter on record, and flood victims are starting to rebuild their lives. Homeowners and businesses across the country affected by the winter floods can now apply for the government's Repair and Renew Grant, where they can receive up to £5,000 to help make properties resilient to future flooding. Helen Lolly is the Environmental Health Manager for Rushmore Borough Council.
The definition of flood is contained within a piece of legislation called the Flood and Water Management Act, and it's outlined in the guidance that the government has provided for us, and it includes any case where land not normally covered by water becomes covered by water. It does not matter for the purpose of this whether the flood is caused by heavy rainfall, river overflowing or its banks being breached, a dam overflowing, tidal waters, groundwater or anything else.
But some types of flooding are not covered in the grant.
Flooding that results from, say, sewerage systems as a result of a defect from that, unless wholly or partly caused by an increase in the volume of rainwater, because sometimes surface water getting into the sewerage system, which it causes it to flood, particularly in heavy rainfall. But if it's just a case of a blockage in a sewage that floods a premises, it wouldn't be covered by this particular grant.
The scheme is for those who were flooded between the 1st of December last year and the 31st of March. And while insurance companies should pay out for like-for-like repairs, the grant will help with the cost of buying and installing new measures to limit the chances of future flooding.
It could be as simple as providing an air brick cover or a self-closing air brick, right up to replacing timber floors with concrete floor, depending on the circumstances that you find yourself. It's up to a maximum of £5,000 for eligible works. As I say, work not covered by your insurance, but work in addition to works that you may have done to bring the property back into use.
Evidence will also be needed when applying.
If people could provide pictures or photographs and provide details of costings of what they've spent, you know, they may have estimates and invoices of work that they've paid for already. So, but it's something that we would look at, you know, each case on their on their merits.
If you were affected by this year's winter floods and think you're eligible, you can contact your local council offices for more information and to apply for the Repair and Renew grant. This is Natasha Renault in Aldershot for BFBS.
If you've got a story, then tell us about it. Email yourstories@bfbs.com.
The Forces Station.
BFBS.